We are back with you here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com. It's our halftime portion here as at the half it is 2-1 Seattle Reign over the Chicago Red Stars. Two quick goals in the first 10 minutes for Seattle, but it was a answered goal by Sofia Huerta back in the 27th minute to pull the Red Stars back within one. And as we mentioned, we were going to carry the Julianne Sitch halftime ceremony as the Red Stars will be honoring her in just a matter of moments. They do have a video tribute that they are going to be showing, and Julianne herself will be giving a few words to the fans and to give her thank yous to everybody, and we will now listen in for it.
Chicago Red Stars defender and midfielder Julianne Sitch, who announced her retirement from 13 years of professional soccer at the end of the 2014 season. Please help us in welcoming to the field now, Julianne Sitch.
So Julianne comes out now to the field, wearing the very bright orange shoes tonight, by the way. I have to say, and I know that I'm a sneaker guy. You know that I always rock my Jordans from time to time. So I definitely applaud the sneaker game that she has.
And joined, colorful.
Right, and she is joined also by players from the University of Chicago women's soccer team as well. So once they get the video introductions going for her in just a matter of moments, we will give you a little bio on Julianne Sitch, who, if you are not familiar with her work, former Chicago Red Stars defender who played 14 years and retired after the 2014 season. She's a Red Star fan favorite. She started back in the women's professional soccer season as of late back in the 2010 year, and then was part of the WPSL, the Women's Professional Soccer League team at the time in the 2012 season, and then was with the Red Stars for the 2013 and 2014 NWSL seasons as well. So the video tribute going on the board right now, and after it concludes, she will give a few words to the fans, so now we'll listen back in.
Be confident, be crazy, not be judged by anyone.
Julianne Sitch, and we are level of three.
Be able to go back home and play in front of my family and friends and people that have supported me my whole life is just, you know, a dream come true. It's pretty unreal sometimes that I get to play professionally in my hometown.
Before Julianne will say a few words, she is being honored with some flowers and gifts as a thank you for her time here with the Chicago Red Sox. Let's listen in to Julianne.
This is incredible. I'd like to thank Elise and Arnum and the whole staff of the Chicago Red Stars, including Rory, for the that I've had since I've been a little kid.
Looks like they may be having a technical issue with Julianne's mic. They're telling.
As I said, I would like to thank Arnum and Elise and the whole staff of the Chicago Red Stars, including Rory, for giving me the opportunity to fulfill one of my dreams that I've had since a little kid, and that is to play professional soccer, but not only play professional soccer, but to play in my hometown, Chicago. Given the opportunity to play in front of all of my family and friends has been a dream come true. Unfortunately, my dad couldn't be here tonight, but I know he's watching on the webcast, so I'd like to give a special shout out to my dad. For someone who has supported me my whole entire career, went out into the streets and painted marks for me to do all my fitness and sat there with the time watch, making sure that I made all of my times to go into college and to go into pros. Without my dad and my mom, who unfortunately cannot be here tonight, as she passed away, but without the support of my family and my friends, I wouldn't be able to stand here tonight in front of all you guys. And I'd also like to give a special shout out to the lovely ladies behind me. As I've been very blessed to work with the University of Chicago as one of my first jobs out of being a professional athlete, and these girls have inspired me more than they can even think of that they do, and an amazing boss that I have, Amy Reifert, that have just given me the tools to be myself and do what I love every single day and be passionate. So I'd like to give them a special thank you for everything. And thank you, the Chicago fans, for all the support that you guys have given me throughout my career. Because without you guys out there every single day, and then that in the rain and the cold, you know, we thank you guys very much. And a special shout out to the super fans over there in the corner. But thank you again, Chicago, for giving me the opportunity to play here in Chicago. I can't be more honored than I am tonight. Thank you.
So a big ovation for Julianne as she's been honored here at halftime. We'll take one more break and we'll get set for second half action between the Seattle Reign and your Chicago Red Stars coming up next here on ChicagolandSportsRadio.com.